Hey, look at that. It's Monday already. Let's do another podcast, The Big Fat Daily. All the best stuff from today's John DeBella show on this July 19th. We started off by talking the result of the final golf major of the year. Did I hit my bet? An accident involving a beaver caught our attention, as did the object lurking in somebody's nasal cavity. Cindy's dad had an eventful weekend. We shared four random facts and thinned the herd. Bohemian Rhapsody in song stories today. We tried out a new bit on the show a couple months back, I guess. Who on the show? And we gave it another whirl today. Plus, there's a new product out there on the market you may have interest in. Cocaine charcoal. Have a listen. It's the Daily Podcast.
Speaking of money, how'd you do, Bet Boy?
Pretty bad.
Yeah. There's no way you called that kid.
Pretty bad. No, well, I did.
You did?
Last year on my birthday.
Okay.
$800, my biggest hit ever.
Uh-huh.
Should have stuck with him for every major since then. He's won two now. Yeah. So, Morikawa, the Iron Master.
And this is the first time he was in the British Open?
Yeah. That's why I didn't take him. I was like, he doesn't have a shot playing links style golf. He doesn't know about that European style of play. Apparently, when you're that good, it doesn't matter.
It's so funny because I'll be driving in the morning and I'm listening to like sports scores and stuff, and I'm betting Dave make money. No, he made money. There's no way.
I did bet that an American would win, so I hit there.
Okay,
but I missed everywhere else.
What do you get for supporting the USA?
Like plus 150.
Uh-huh.
So I got like $50 there.
Oh,
but
okay.
I placed about. $100 elsewhere. Sprinkled $100 elsewhere.
And because there's no school going on right now, I know that Lauren is asleep.
So yes.
Does she know how much you gamble?
We had a big conversation about it the other day because her dad got it in his head that I'm like this, big ballin' bet boss.
Right.
He thinks I'm like laying down several hundred a weekend. No. I don't know where he got that idea. Maybe how often I'm texting him about it, but it's not to that level yet.
Dave's gambling is like playing a penny slot. That's what Dave is putting in.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I'm glad we've cleared that up.
John DeBella.
Oh, I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9 MGK.
This is an interesting. This happened in Troy, Michigan. I'm not sure if you saw this over the weekend. A huge tanker truck burned for hours and shut down Interstate 75 near Troy, Michigan. All right, the blaze happened near Big Beaver Road,
right?
Which coincidentally is numbered exit 69.
Yes.
Come on. Trying to one up us in intercourse.
Right. So in short, things got hot near Big Beaver 69, shutting down traffic veins for hours.
And what was the truck carrying? Lotion. Probably.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Coming up this Wednesday, we're going to, instead of the Wheel of Wow, we started this last week. We did the Wheel of Wow. We made it all summer songs. Mm-hmm. And I decided, you know what? This could be fun. Maybe just for the summer, every week the Wheel of Wow would be a different topic. Right, and this week it's going to be a Southern Rock. So if you got a Southern Rock song you want to see appear on the Wheel of Wow, just go to the JDB Show Facebook page and put in your suggestion. Although I got a suggestion from one person that said anything Skinner. That's not a suggestion.
Yeah, narrow it down.
Right, narrow it down. That's it. And I actually said, narrow it down, damn it. Yeah. But I put a smiley emoji to let her know I was kidding.
Ah, nice.
All right. But I did it all in caps to let her know I was serious. Right. Anyway, but pick a song. Right. Put it up there, and we will let everyone know if it lands on your song. We'll let everyone know who you are. So, and we will do that Wednesday morning. But make sure you get to the JDB Show Facebook page and put in your 2 cents before Wednesday morning comes around. So I see this story this morning. You know how I'm always amazed by these women who I didn't know I was pregnant, while they're giving birth?
Yeah.
Right? You know, okay. A 45-year-old woman in New Zealand named Mary McCarthy, right, had to go in for a COVID test, but the doctors ended up finding something else. No, she's not pregnant. All right. It was a nasal test, and the swab dislodged this thing that was in her nose, but it didn't get it out.
Oof.
All right. The doctors said that, she said that she had always had problems with her sinuses. Right. She finally went to the ER last Wednesday because the pain got worse. Right. And it seems that there was something shoved up her nose. When she was a kid. Now, remember, she's 45 years old. When she was a kid, she was playing Tiddlywinks. Remember Tiddlywinks?
Yes. Okay. One of my favorite words.
And she got, somehow she managed to stuff a Tiddlywink in her nostril.
Oh my God.
Right? And then, you know, and she would like, she would put them in her nostril and then she would blow them out to see how far they would go.
Okay.
Well, this one didn't come out. All right. And it sat there for 37 years. Oh. She never told her parents. God. She pretended it didn't happen to the point that she forgot that there was a Tiddlywink stuck up her nose.
It's insane.
All right. So a CAT scan managed to go, hey, look, there's a Tiddlywink in her nose. All right. So they removed it, but it was so far up her nostril, they couldn't pull it out. They had to push it through and get it out through her throat.
Oh, yeah. My God.
There you go.
What would that taste like?
For those of you having breakfast, we figured we would
ruin it.
Ruin it. There you go. Right.
Jeez.
So who knows what the hell else she's got up there?
I don't want to find out.
I saw her picture. You don't want to see that either.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
Cindy is here now. Good morning to you.
Morning.
What's going on? Anything? How was your weekend?
I had like a sitcom moment on the weekend.
Okay.
My dad invited us via email to a party his girlfriend was having.
Dad's moved on. Okay.
Yes. it was a pool party at her house.
All right.
And we could meet her family. So we get our bathing suits on and we get there and there's like 70 people there and no one else is in bathing suits.
Oh, man.
So, who holds a pool party and no one brings a bathing suit?
Well, it wasn't really a pool party, I guess. It was more like
a
picnic. Right, no. Not quite. So, yeah.
Nothing worse than Granny in a two-piece.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
It is a Monday morning, and you know what we got to do.
And now it's time for...
Ah!
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, Cindy, get us started.
Okay, Austria derives its name from the German word for east, and Australia gets its name from the Latin word for south.
Oh, I thought they got it for tiddlywinks. Steve?
Since the NFL draft began, 40% of the number one picks have been quarterbacks. That's 34 out of 86. It's been even more popular in recent years. 16 of the past 21 number one picks have been QBs.
Oh, wow. Dave?
It would take 5 minutes to knock someone out by holding a rag soaked with chloroform under their nose. Not the 2 seconds that it takes
in
movies. Yeah,
right.
That's Hollywood chloroform.
Right.
More potent.
Right. Technically, the president is not supposed to salute military officers because even though he is the commander in chief, he's a civilian. The first president who started saluting servicemen was Ronald Reagan.
Hmm.
Ronald Reagan, the actor?
That's weird.
I'm sorry, I was having a... Back to the Future moment there.
Random
facts. The John DeBella Podcast.
Mm-mm.
102.9 MGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to you by Ready Set Philly. Go to ReadySetPhilly.com to plan your post-vax return to the city. For us here in the studio, this makes sense. For anybody who's a musician who ever recorded, this makes sense. There's a phrase in recording called bouncing, right, or bouncing tracks, right, where basically you go in, you record something, and then maybe you'd say it's a vocal track, and then maybe you record another track of a harmony to that. And maybe a third track of the harmony to that, but you only have a limited amount of tracks. So then you mix the three of those down to a fourth track, and it frees up the other three. So when you take a song, it's Brian May's birthday, and when you take a song like Bohemian Rhapsody, and all of those vocals that happen, and that tape moving back and forth and back and forth, right, during the course of that recording session, all right, you can only imagine the wear and tear that it did on the tape. Here's Brian to explain.
You had to do a few tracks and then bounce them across and then do a few more and bounce them across. By the time the tape had travelled back and forward so many times, the machines were wearing out the tape. I remember we used to think, my God, where's all the top gone? Why is it sounding all woolly? And then suddenly you'd hold up the tape to the light and you could see daylight through. It was like, oh my God, quickly rush off and do a dupe before the thing disappears altogether.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I've got a couple of drug stories here this morning.
Ooh.
that are rather interesting. You know, could there be anything better than knowing that your drug dealer has a heart and a social consciousness?
It's always a perk.
Okay, in the UK, those concerned about the drug battles going on overseas have decided to come up with something that woke coke. Right, there are drug $435 a gram of cocaine, which is ethically sourced.
Nice. This is artisan
really,
cocaine?
Really, you know, because there's so much ethical going on in Colombia.
Yeah. Yeah, these slaves were cage-free in chopping this up for you.
But this is the one I love the most. This just happened here. $41 million worth of cocaine disguised as charcoal was recently seized by authorities. Cocaine, you know, it's hard, you know, when it comes into big blocks.
Yeah.
And if you break it up into pieces and then paint it black, it could look like charcoal.
Okay.
Is that what the song's about?
What?
Paint it black?
No, yeah. I don't think so. That was about a door.
Oh, okay.
All right. But now, can you imagine, I mean, you know, if that actually made it onto the market?
When you're grilling, you need to put a little extra fire in your meal. That's why there's cocaine charcoal, the only charcoal that's fused with 100% pure cocaine.
All right, everybody, these burgers are almost done and they smell so good. Don't they smell really good? I can't wait to sink my teeth into these burgers. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Honey, are you okay?
You'll love standing over an open flame and letting those cocaine fumes fill your nostrils.
All right, who wants a steak? You want a steak? Who wants a steak? Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, those cops over there. Are you a cop, honey?
Take it down a notch, sweetie.
You cocaine charcoal. Cole.
Hurry up and eat your hot dogs. So many things to do. So many things. So many things. So many things.
Yikes.
Pick some up today.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja.
Yeah.
Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.
This is the moment. For who on the show, this is where someone could walk away with multiple gifts. Every time they get a match from someone here in the studio, they will get a different gift each and every time. And it is time for us to meet our player, and that player is Eric. Hi, Eric. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
All right. Now, Eric, oh, very polite, Eric is. All right. And, Eric, we want to learn a little bit about you so that we can understand how to get our answers together, okay?
Okie doke.
All right. Where are you from?
Originally from North Jersey, but I live in Hatboro now.
Okay, all right. You enjoying it better down here than you did up there?
Yeah, a lot less taxes.
All right. Yep. What do you do for a living?
I do safety.
You do safety? What does that mean?
I work for a highway construction company.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you married?
I am married.
All right. Do you have children?
No children.
No children. All right. Do you plan on having children?
At 51, probably not.
Good choice.
What, you don't want, at 70 years old, you don't want to start worrying about paying for college?
No.
All right. Tell me something about your job. Something, do you have to deal with the public when you're doing your safety job?
Yes, lots of bad drivers.
Lots of bad drivers. Is your life in danger on a regular basis?
Yeah, I probably come close to dying at least once or twice a week.
Okay. Wow. All right. Now, you understand what we're going to do here. We're going to ask you some questions about the show, and you give us your answers. And every time you get a match from somebody in the studio, right, you will walk away with a different gift, okay?
Okay, okay.
All right, now, guys, it is time for us to put our answers in. Okay. All right, and, you know, and you heard them from Eric. Heard all about, you know, how he's going to answer these things, or at least you get size them up. All right?
I think I got him pegged.
Yeah, I think I got him pegged, too. Well, I know I got my answers right. Whether they match Eric is yet to be seen.
Right. Yeah. And my answers are right also.
Okay.
Do
you listen to the show a lot, Eric?
Absolutely. I listen every day.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. Well, then you should be able to size us up really well. All right. Here we go. Here's your very first question. Who on the show do you believe is most impatient? Steve, Dave, or me?
You.
Me. Okay. I didn't
put you. I put myself.
Yeah. I put Steve as well.
I put Steve as well.
Oh, come on, you sons of bitches.
Hey, we're answering for him. I thought the way that you prepped him on the phone, maybe he got that inclination.
Nothing for Eric so far. Who is most likely to shop at Dollar Tree, Steve, Dave, or me?
Dave,
that is a match.
Yes.
That's definitely a match.
Wow, the trifecta.
Yeah, I did Dave also.
All right. So he's getting the Skynyrd Knebworth DVD?
Correct, 76 DVD CD.
Okay. Next question. Who takes the longest to get ready in the morning, Steve, Dave, or me?
Steve.
You've never seen how Steve dresses, have you?
What's on the top of the pile? Wake up, shower, top of the pile, in the car. Yeah, I
put John.
I also put John.
I also put John.
All right, okay. No match there.
All right, so far only one match for Eric. Who on the show is the most generous overall? Steve, Dave, or me?
I'll go with Steve.
You go with Steve.
Did you guys match that?
I put John.
I also put John.
Oh, man!
But I also think I put John mainly because we talk about what John gives us. I'm a generous person as well, so great answer, Eric, but you didn't match any.
You won't catch me buying lunch for John, though.
All right. And lastly this morning, so far you only got one gift. Lastly this morning, who is most likely to fart in church? Dave, Steve, or me?
Oh, Lord. Let's go with Dave.
That is
my man. Yes,
we all put Dave down, right?
Match.
Yeah, as we joked about when we put these questions together, you'd have to actually go to church to fart in church. That's why Dave's the only one that's on there. That
well done,
match.
Dude.
We'll give him.
Okay, you got a Harry's shave set, and we thank you, Eric, for listening to the show and for participating in Who on the Show?
John DeBella.
Oh, my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK.
In the herd. In the herd.
All right, 25-year-old Austin Weissmore rented a U-Haul van in March to drive from Florida to New York, but never returned it. Now, cops finally caught up with him because of one crucial detail he forgot about. You see, police in upstate New York were investigating a burglary on Wednesday, and when they spotted a van with a bad paint job, some of it was white, the rest of it was black, they decided to do a little investigating. It turned out that Austin spray-painted the van black to hide the U-Haul logos, and he'd been slowly but surely stripping it for parts and selling them the rest for scrap. But the cops still knew it was stolen because he forgot about the huge U-Haul logo that's on the top of the windshield.
Right? It's not like he's looking at it.
So the bad paint job caused over $10,000 in damage, and he also removed the headlights and the catalytic converter. He's facing 3 felony charges for grand theft, larceny, criminal mischief, and possession of stolen property.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
All right, when people get busted for drugs, they usually lie to the cops about how the drugs got there.
Uh-huh.
Well, 31-year-old man in Northern Ireland named Declan Butcher was arrested for drugs recently when the police discovered a small bag of cocaine on him. It was not in his pockets.
Okay.
It was tucked between his butt cheeks.
Oh, right.
Now, they asked Declan how it got there, and he played dumb and claiming that the baggie must have been put there by somebody else.
I hate when that happens.
I know. You just find a bag of coke right in them butt cheeks. Well, the police...
That never happened on Breaking Bad, did it?
I don't know. I don't think so. The police were responding to a disturbance outside of a bar, and they found Declan hiding in a bathroom. Now, Declan has a rap sheet. He was previously arrested 5 years ago after getting into a fight with two different guys at the same time. He knocked both of them out with one punch, so Declan must be
what?
A... Yes, yeah, a large man who packs a punch, and at the time, he had 51 previous convictions, including 8 assaults.
Oh, my God. He packs a punch. That's all he packs.
Yeah.
In the herd.
Dave?
We're going to Maine for mine. Cops in Waterboro there responded to a report of a stolen vehicle on Sunday, and they stopped a guy who was walking nearby because they thought he was involved. I guess he looked kind of shady. It turns out he wasn't involved. Good for him. But there was a warrant out for his arrest. Bad for him. He'd been caught shoplifting from Walmart. So they took him to jail and booked him and then let him post $200 in bail to get out.
All right.
But he tried to post bail with two counterfeit bills. He handed them two hundos. They weren't real. It was very obvious. So they tacked on a forgery charge and took him right back to his cell.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, a 38-year-old woman named Joanna Gardell of Worcester, Massachusetts, allegedly stole a truck last Tuesday morning. The police caught up with her, but she wouldn't pull over, so the chase was on. Joanna started blowing through red lights and driving on the wrong side of the road into oncoming traffic. She crashed into several vehicles, but was still able to get away. The police called off their pursuit for safety reasons. At that point, Joanna just got a hankering for some McDonald's. So at around 8:45 in the morning, she apparently wanted breakfast, so she hit up the drive-thru. The police weren't actively chasing her, but they did track her down through the drive-thru line. Joanna tried to get away again, but she ended up crashing into a pile of mulch on the property. She was arrested and is facing a dozen charges, including failure to stop for police, leaving the scene of an accident with personal injury, assault and battery by means of a dangerous weapon, malicious mischief to a motor vehicle, disturbing the peace, and disorderly conduct.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.